Women's fashion magazines. I like reading them on airplane rides because they don't really require a lot of concentration, and they're better on an airplane than a novel because I don't have the concentration when I'm flying for 12 hours to concentrate on a novel. So women's fashion magazines are kind of chewing gum for the mind, excellent on a long-haul flight.
Fashion magazines, I don't pay attention to them at all. I rarely ever read magazines of any type, so fashion is maybe at the bottom of my list of magazines I would even be interested in.
I think fashion magazines are a bad idea. I think they show an image of women that the average woman maybe can't emulate and lead to a lot of unhappiness. I have actually appeared in Cosmopolitan, UK. I was in central London and a woman came up to me and asked me some opinions about relationships and took my photograph, and then a month later I was in the magazine.
Women's fashion magazines. I often buy magazines just to have a look, but I find that the clothes that they wear are kind of extreme. And for example, someone like Paris Hilton, who is recently in the fashion magazines a lot, that the clothes that she wears, that a lot of teenagers or 20-year-olds around my age will not wear outside.
I like fashion magazines, but I try not to put my body image into the way their body image is, and that's a little hard. I try not to pay attention too much to that. I do like looking at them just because they're fun to look at and the articles are good.
I think fashion magazines are incredibly stupid. The models always just look ridiculous. They're always in some special pose and some special situation. And the clothes that they wear, please, come on. Like, have you ever seen anybody wear the clothes you see in a fashion magazine, men's or women's, out in public? It's pretty rare. So, yeah, I think fashion magazines, for the most part, are pretty ridiculous.